me, if you see me, you will guess, know that I enjoy my food. I'm not shy to experiment with my food. I will try anything. I will try anything at least once. But when I saw our next dessert dish, I saw it on the 1st of April and I thought, cute. It's April 1st joke. It was posted online and on the social media of the website of Woolworths. But since then, I've seen it reposted and shared by Woolworths again. So it makes me think it's probably not an April Fool's joke. I asked around our producers. They have also not seen of it. I spoke to Africa Melania this morning and he said, I'm quite familiar with it. And essentially, it's malva pudding on top of a malktaart. It's a malva malktaart. I don't know. I'm not a Puritan. I eat and drink for the pleasure and enjoyment of how it tastes and feels in my mouth. I taste anything. But over the last few years, we have seen an increase in what's called Frankenfoods. It's putting together things that wouldn't traditionally go together and creating a new flavor, a new taste, a new feeling in your mouth. I'm thinking of cronuts or doissants and all sorts of other interesting things. Joining me now is food stylist at Woolworths Taste, Kaletso Mutau. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing, Kaletso?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Interesting combination. Look, I've not tried it and I'm going to be tried very, very soon. But the concept behind the malva malktaart, it's different. It's not different flavors. To me, it's all sweet. But what is something that's substantially different about eating malva pudding, milk tart separately, and then combining them into one dish?
So the amazing thing about this recipe, this is something that I saw trending online some time back, and I was like, oh my goodness, this looks incredible. And to me, it made sense. You know, traditionally we eat malva pudding with custard, and milk tart is a custard-based dessert. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how amazing is this? So this mashup just obviously made complete sense for me. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I have to try this. I have to try making this and kind of share it with our audience at Woolworths Taste and Woolworths and just show them an easy way to make it.
Yeah. Look, milk tart is not Ultramel. Ultramel is obviously out of the box, and that's what I enjoy my milk tart with. This is the bit, well, that's what I enjoy my malva pudding with. the milk tart is a bit more effort into the baking of that particular batter. So what is then the taste like? Are you specifically going for something with a milk tart, with a malva pudding with custard and milk tart, or are you trying to create different tastes which somewhat complement each other?
I mean, it's really not different taste. Like, if you think, yes, Ultramel is custard, but the traditional sense of custard is it's an egg-based custard, you know? So even milk tart, you use cream, you use eggs to make custard. The only difference is that you have cinnamon flavor in this milk tart combination. So with the cinnamon and, you know, the apricot flavors in the milk, in the malva pudding, it just made sense. You know, it just makes sense. It's not too different. It's not too out there. It's just the combination that I saw, and I was like, oh my goodness, whoever thought of this is a genius. This makes complete sense.
Part of the enjoyment that I enjoy with milk tart is the combination of the custard batter with a crust. That is the texture works for me. But I'm seeing in your recipe online in the picture, there is no real crust to your milk tart. Is then that a milk tart? I know it's the custard there. I'm sorry to be pedantic here. I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah, I mean, milk tart is more about the custard itself. So it's the creaminess of the custard. And I mean, you can make milk tart in various ways. You can either bake the custard. You can, you know, just set it and cook it over the stove. And my kind of technique is to make it over the stove and then let it set, you know. So without the crust, it definitely still is a milk tart custard. You know, it's all in the flavor. It's all in the texture of the creaminess of the custard itself. with the addition of cinnamon and obviously that iconic topping of dusting of cinnamon on top.
Look, you're getting plenty of reaction here and plenty of curiosity. The one question here, would the Malva not crush the malt tart? Just based on how you presented it, it's firstly a layer of Malva, then a layer of malt tart, another layer of Malva, another layer of malt tart. There's going to have to be some substance, some consistency to your malt tart to hold the structural integrity test.
No, that's very true. And to be honest, when making this dish, I did test it a couple of times because I wanted the consistency and the texture of the milk tart to be solid enough to hold its own. I mean, and obviously, you know, in the world of, food styling and photography, we do want to create a bit of drama and extra pizzazz. So that is basically two slices that have been stacked onto one another. So if you go to Woolworths Taste Instagram, or towards Instagram, you will see a video that I produced that I worked on, where I show you step by step how to make it. And in that video, I do give key points about when making your milk tart custard, make sure it's solid enough, and you do need to let it set. You know, let it set for some time so that it just has structural integrity.
Plenty of questions. I want to get through as many before we have to go to news. One question, Harriet asks, can we use pre-made Malva or do you have to make everything from scratch?
Again, check my video. And you know what I used is Woolworths has this easy to bake Malva pudding. So all you add is apricot jam, eggs, and I think milk. So everything is kind of made for you in that box. All you do is just add those few extra ingredients, whip it up. It's so quick. It's so easy. So, yeah, there are cheats in making this. You know, you don't have to go and worry about, okay, I need to go now buy flour and sugar and, you know, all these extra little things. So it's just those few ingredients that you just need to add to the box. At Woolworths, easy to bake, and it is just amazing.
I'm going to take your word for it. I'm going to try it this week. In Kaletso Motau, I'm going to be calling you on Monday